This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The psychology behind patient hearing. Why difficult people test your capacity and how to master it. Why staying genuinely present with difficult people is harder than it looks. In short, patient hearing collapses around difficult people not because you lack the skill, but because something in you shifts before the listening even begins. Understanding that shift is what gives you the power to stay present when staying present is hardest. Difficult people trigger a threat response that pulls your attention away from them and toward your own defense. Most listening breakdowns feel like the other person's fault, but are driven by what is happening inside you. Mastering patient hearing means learning to manage that internal shift, not just trying harder to be quiet. Definition: patient hearing, difficult conversations, describes the disciplined practice of remaining genuinely present and attentive while another person speaks, even when their words, tone, or behavior provoke discomfort. It requires managing your internal response well enough that what you hear is what they actually said, not what you expected or feared. The difference between staying quiet and actually hearing. Most people think they're listening when they're being silent. That is the common assumption. You are not interrupting. You are not arguing, so you must be hearing. Here is the truth of it: silence and listening are not the same thing. Patient hearing is an active, internal state. It means your attention is genuinely on the other person, their words, their meaning, the feeling underneath the words. When that state breaks down, you may still appear to be listening. You are nodding. You are staying quiet. But inside, you are three sentences ahead, building your rebuttal, or halfway out the door emotionally. With most people, this gap between silence and genuine attention is manageable. With a difficult person, it becomes a chasm. The question worth sitting with is not how do I listen better, but rather what is happening inside me that stops patient hearing before it starts. Why the difficult person triggers something deeper than frustration. Let me tell you something I learned the hard way across decades of conversation. Your body reacts to a difficult person the same way it reacts to any perceived threat. Before you have consciously decided anything, your nervous system has already shifted gear. This is not a character flaw. It is a survival mechanism that predates polite conversation by a long stretch. The problem is that the mechanism evolved for physical threats, not for a colleague who speaks over you in meetings or a team member who challenges every decision you make. Your brain does not distinguish cleanly between the two. What happens in that shift matters enormously for patient hearing. Your attention, which should be flowing outward toward the speaker, suddenly turns inward. You are now monitoring yourself, how you feel, what you will say, whether you're being treated fairly, how this is going to end. That inward pull is what kills patient hearing, not the difficult person, not their words, the internal redirection that their presence triggers in you. This is why emotional intelligence matters so deeply in team communication. It is the capacity that keeps your attention where it belongs, even when someone is provoking the opposite. The four forces that pull you away from the conversation. Understanding why patient hearing breaks down requires naming what is actually doing the pulling. In my experience, four forces are at work whenever a difficult person speaks. Anticipatory listening. You have heard this person before. You know their patterns. So instead of hearing their current words, you hear your prediction of their words. Your brain fills in the rest before they finish, and you respond to the completed picture in your head rather than the actual sentence they just said. It feels efficient. It is, in fact, the primary engine of misunderstanding. Emotional flooding. Some people carry a tone, a history, or a manner that raises your emotional temperature before they have said anything meaningful. Once flooded, your cognitive capacity for careful listening narrows sharply. You are managing the feeling, not hearing the content. This is especially common in conversations that involve long-standing interpersonal tension. Defensive framing. When someone has criticized or undermined you in the past, you begin listening for the attack. Every sentence gets filtered through the question, is this aimed at me? That filter is exhausting, and it distorts meaning. Neutral comments get read as hostile. Reasonable questions get heard as accusations. The need to be right. This one is subtle. When a difficult relationship carries a history of conflict, many conversations become contests without either party naming them as such. You are not just trying to understand, you are trying to win. Patient hearing cannot coexist with a goal, because genuinely hearing someone opens you to the possibility that they have a point. What this looks like when it plays out in real life. Picture a project manager, someone experienced and respected, sitting across from a team member who has a habit of dismissing her ideas in front of others. She has brought it up before. It did not change. Now he is speaking in a team meeting, and she is watching his face. She is not hearing his words. She is waiting. She is waiting for the dismissal, the eye roll, the qualification that undercuts her position. When it comes, she will be ready. The problem is, it has not come yet. What he is actually saying in this particular meeting is a reasonable point that connects well with her own proposal. She does not hear it. She hears her expectation of him built from every previous interaction. Her response, when she gives it, addresses a slight he did not deliver. This is what broken patient hearing looks like in practice. It is not dramatic. Nobody storms out. The meeting continues. But the exchange has deepened the gap between two people who could, with patient hearing, have found actual common ground. This pattern is one of the hidden reasons psychological safety is so difficult to build and sustain. Every failed moment of patient hearing chips away at the conditions that make honest communication possible. Or consider a manager giving feedback to a direct report who consistently pushes back. The manager has decided, before the meeting starts, that the employee will not receive this well. He has rehearsed his counter-arguments. When the employee begins to express genuine concern about workload, the manager hears resistance. The employee is actually signalling something real. The manager misses it entirely, responds to the resistance he anticipated, and the employee leaves the meeting feeling unheard. Feedback that does not include patient hearing rarely strengthens anything. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Why people keep missing this mechanism. The reason patient hearing remains so hard, even for people who value it, is that the breakdown feels like it is happening because of the other person. The difficult person is making it hard to listen. If they would just communicate better, he could hear them properly. That is a genuinely seductive story, and it is mostly wrong. The breakdown is happening inside you. The moment you feel the threat, the flood, the defensive crouch, the need to win, patient hearing is already compromised. The other person's behavior may have triggered those states. But once triggered, those states are yours to manage, not theirs. This is the thing that most people miss, and the reason they stay stuck. They work hard on the other person, trying to change how that person communicates, avoiding conversations that feel impossible, seeking allies who will validate their frustration. All of that is energy spent outside the place where the actual problem lies. Avoiding the conversation altogether never builds the internal capacity you need. The capacity for patient hearing develops only when you turn your attention toward your own internal state and learn to manage it in real time. What it takes to actually build this capacity. Here is where the analysis becomes a direction. Knowing why patient hearing fails gives you the leverage points. Each of the four forces I named has a corresponding practice for anticipatory listening. Before you enter any conversation with a difficult person, set a single internal instruction for yourself. Not a script, not a strategy. A commitment. I will hear what is actually said today, not what I expect. That one reset loosens the grip of prediction enough to let real hearing begin. This connects directly to the kind of empathy-based listening that builds durable professional relationships. For emotional flooding, learn to recognize the early signs in your body before they crest. Tightness in the chest. A quickening in your response time. The urge to fill silence fast. These signals mean your bandwidth for patient hearing is shrinking. A deliberate pause before responding. Even 2 or 3 seconds gives the flood a moment to drop enough for clearer attention to take over. For defensive framing, try this once as a deliberate practice. Finish hearing a difficult person fully before you decide what they meant. Not what they usually mean, what they actually said today. This sounds simple. It is one of the harder disciplines in communication, but it separates what is real from what is assumed, and that separation is where patient hearing lies. For the need to be right. Ask yourself honestly before a difficult conversation. Am I here to understand, or am I here to win? If the honest answer is the second one, patient hearing will not be available to you. You cannot simultaneously pursue victory and genuine understanding. You have to choose which one matters more in this conversation. Environments where patient hearing is practiced consistently produce genuinely stronger team communication. The link is not accidental. Patient hearing is one of the primary ways that trust gets built, not through grand gestures, but do the repeated experience of being fully heard. The long game of learning to stay present. Patient hearing is not a technique you apply once and consider mastered. It is a capacity you build incrementally across difficult conversations, many of which you will not handle well at first. What I have observed across decades of watching people work at this is a consistent pattern. The first breakthrough is recognizing the internal shift when it happens. You catch yourself, mid-conversation, having drifted inward. You are no longer hearing the person in front of you. You are managing your own reaction. Simply noticing that in real time, without beating yourself up for it, is the first real step. The second breakthrough comes when you can redirect from the state back to genuine attention in the moment, without leaving the conversation. You feel the pull. You name it internally. You return your focus to the speaker. That sequence, practiced enough times, becomes a skill you can apply under genuine pressure. This much I know for certain: the people who master patient hearing difficult conversations are not the ones who feel no internal turbulence around difficult people. They are the ones who learned to stay present despite it. That distinction changes everything about how you practice. Frequently asked questions. What is patient hearing in difficult conversations? Patient hearing is the disciplined practice of listening fully to another person without mentally preparing your response, judging their content, or withdrawing emotionally. With difficult people, it means staying present even when the conversation triggers discomfort, defensiveness, or their urge to interrupt. Why do difficult people make patient hearing so hard? Difficult people activate your threat response. Their tone, their words, or the history between you triggers a neurological shift that pulls your attention inward. You stop hearing them and start managing yourself, which is why patient hearing collapses precisely when you need it most. How do you practice patient hearing with someone who frustrates you? Start by recognizing your trigger before the conversation begins. Then commit to one rule during it: finish hearing before forming your response. Let them complete full thoughts without internal commentary. After they finish, pause for 2 seconds before speaking. The pause trains presence. Is patient hearing the same as agreeing with a difficult person? No. Patient hearing is about understanding, not agreement. You can hear someone fully and still disagree completely. The difference is that patient hearing gives you accurate information before you respond, so your disagreement is grounded in what they actually said rather than what you assumed. What breaks patient hearing down most often in the workplace? History between people is the most common cause. When you have a difficult past with someone, your brain predicts what they will say before they say it. That prediction replaces actual listening. You respond to your interpretation of them rather than to their current words. How long does it take to master patient hearing with difficult people? Patient hearing is a practice, not a milestone you reach. Most people notice real improvement within a few weeks of deliberate effort. Mastery, meaning the ability to stay present under genuine provocation, takes months of conscious application across many different difficult conversations. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.